Yes, I'm Dr. Rastogi, the indication of anisocycletic evaluation for Development Center Incorporation. This is initial evaluation for patient Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S, Aliyah, A-L-L-Y-A-H. DCI plant number is 198-66. Date of evaluation is 122-2013. Patient date of birth is 11-23-1998. Identification data. Sanders is a 14-year-old, single, African-American female living with her mother, Wanda Mitchell, Piet, her four other sisters, and three brothers also live in the same house. The oldest sister is 23 and youngest brother is 5-year-old. She is attending Emerson, E-M-E-R-S-O-N, middle school and repeating 7th grade. Reason for evaluation, hospital discharge, history of present illness. Sanders was accompanied with a therapist and with her mother, who indicated that Sanders has been kicked out from the school due to her threatening behaviors towards the teacher and towards siblings, period of aggressive outbursts. Yet, she indicated that she was recently admitted to Kingswood Hospital on November 26 and was discharged on later part of the December, November 11-23. Discharged on November 29th, reportedly, she pulled a knife on her siblings and written a homicidal note in which she has threatened to kill everyone at a school, including her male friends and also the principal of the school. Mother also indicated that she locked herself in a closet with a belt. Yet, mother has been concerned about her aggressive, impulsive, and threatening behavior. Mother indicates that she has been carrying knife to school and also chasing her sister with a knife. Yet, she has noticed this behavior become more marked since she was in 6th grade. She has several suspensions for oppositional defiant behavior. She exhibits bizarre behavior. At home, she often exhibits bizarre behavior, like ball up in the basement, on the floor, walking during night to the neighborhood, get easily mad, frustrated, and yet mother also indicate that she was treated with Celexa. She was prescribed Celexa 20 milligrams daily at the hospital after discharge, and the medication was not effective, therefore she stopped it. Mother described that she is having difficulty to finish her assignment, get easily distracted, very fidget, disturb other kids, easily get mad, frustrated, moody, and having anger outburst. Sanders admit that she has difficulty to stay focused. At times she gets distracted and disruptive and fidget and walk out of the classroom, and she has not been making good grades in the classroom. She also admit problem with the anger, but did not give the reason for carrying a knife, but she denies any vices. She believes that people make her angry. People often talk about her and try to fight. Therefore, for her protection, she claims that she's carrying a knife. She admits period of mood swings. But she denies any feeling of hopelessness, helplessness, worthlessness, or any suicidal or homicidal thoughts, or denies any symptoms of hallucination, a delusion. She was smoking marijuana, but currently she is not smoking. She is not sexually active. Her past psychiatric history. This is her first psychiatric admission at Kingswood Hospital. And she was discharged on Celexa 20 mg daily, which she stopped it. Her developmental history. She was born with a normal vaginal delivery. Her birth weight was 6.4 ounces. There was no prenatal litter or perinatal events. There was no complication in pregnancy. She met her milestone normally. School history, she started school when she was 5 years old. She has several suspension, detention for threatening, aggressive, and disobedient behavior towards adult. In one of the incidents, she fought with the school security person. She always had problem with the authorities. She was given school IEP, but school does not feel that she has learning problem, so she is in a regular classroom. She never got any speech therapy. Academically, she is doing poor. Medical history is unremarkable for any allergies. She is not on any medication. Family history, her father is 46-year-old, mother is 40-year-old, they are not married. She has 3 brothers and four other sisters. Mother indicates that her father side of the family has a strong history of bipolar mood disorder. Her older brother is a hyper, and 2 older sisters are twins. One of them is slow. Mother denies any mental history in her side of family, but except she admits that she was having anger problem when she was young. Daily activities, she takes care of activity of daily living, but they mostly see involved in Facebook and Twitter. Does not play any sport. Social history, she describes she has a lot of friends. How her mother describes she is loner, she cannot get along with anyone. Period. Her surgical history is unremarkable. Her current medication, she has not been on any medication. On mental examination, Sanders presented a young slim, short stature, African-American female, properly groomed, 5 feet 4 inches height, 133 pounds in weight. She was wearing a blue jean and a blue shirt. Her grooming hygiene was full. She was sitting by the side of her mother. She was alert, oriented to date, month, and year. She was able to keep body part, able to keep the date, month, and year. Her motor activity was somewhat normal to increase. His speech was clear. There was no problem in articulation or expression. Hearing was normal. Her mood was pleasant. Affect was appropriate. She was sitting by the side of her mother. She described her best friend is Alicia. She blamed others for the problem, making her angry and upset, but this she believed that she is all right. Her recent remote memory was fair. Her thought process shows no fragmentation or losing in association. It was organized. There was no poverty of speech. Her attention span was limited. See it? She denies any fantasies or dreams. Her three wishes are: she does not make any wish, but when she grows older, she wants to be a boxer. Her favorite person is her cousin. Her association thinking was logical, goal-directed. There is no unreality or depersonalization. She named Obama as the president, but not able to name the country. She said Obama is the president of Michigan and Detroit. She was not able to name five big cities. She does not think that she needs to change anything about herself. She claimed the similarity and difference between tree and a bush. She is a tree, is having leaves, bush does not have. And she both are same because they both stand up. Her calculation ability was poor. She does not know how many she knows the four quarters in a dollar, but she does not know how many pennies in a dollar. She was not able to multiply 4 times 7, not able to subtract 7 from 100, not able to add 9 plus 7. She is right-handed, and when I asked her to write her name, she wrote, quote-unquote, "I wonder why I am so angry." Diagnostic formulation. This is a 14-year-old young African-American female who has been having problem with the anger, low frustration tolerance, impulsive, aggressive behavior, mood swings, oppositional defiant symptoms, doing poor academically at home, and has been she has been very defiant, aggressive towards her teachers, siblings, and also with her at home. She has been having period of mood swings, but she denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. She was recently discharged from Kingswood Hospital, where she was admitted following a threatening behavior towards his siblings and the school. She did not show any good response with antidepressant. The present behavior appears to be part of poor attention span, impulsive, aggressive behavior, and period of mood swings. There is a positive family history of bipolar mood disorder to her father's side of the family. Also, limited cognitive ability. Use of marijuana may play a role in such a behavior. Diagnosis, exercise 1, attention deficit hyperactive disorder combined, mood disorder NOS, oppositional defiant behavior, exercise 2, learning disability, exercise 3, defer, exercise 4, problem with the anger, poor academic functioning, poor social skills, family history of mental illness, exercise 5, 50, prognosis, guided recommendation. Number 1, to get physical examination and laboratory workup. Number 2, school report for academic and behavioral functioning. Also, corner to be completed by the teacher. Number 3, she should be helped by individual therapy, family therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, Number 4, I will consider a mood stabilizer, maybe Abilify or Risperdal, to control her irritability, agitation, mood swings, and may consider stimulant or non-stimulant for her ADHD symptoms. I discuss my plan with the mother and answer all questions. Prognosis guarded. this is an application and where after story. I would like somebody can look into that. Sometimes these sentences are very disorganized. So please look into that. Thank you very much.